It's from the Holy Bible, Psalm 16, verses 1 to 11.
诗篇第十六篇。
Psalm 16.
我要用中文来读，请讲英文的弟兄姊妹自己看 slide 或看圣经。
John will be reading in Chinese. Brothers and sisters who read in English, please follow along.
你也可以，欢迎你也可以跟我一起来读。诗篇第十六篇。神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增，他们所浇奠的血我不献上，我嘴唇也不提别神的名字。耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守，用绳量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。第七节，我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。小朋友可以跟老师去主日学。
You are dismissed for Sunday school. We give the following time to Pastor. Peace with you, brothers and sisters.
今天世界杯要结束了。
Today is the last day for the FIFA World Cup.
所以今天的这个时间呢，决赛比平常提前了一小时。
Because they put the final hour earlier.
这让我很矛盾，要不要讲短一点，让大家回家看决赛。
It bothers me. It troubles me for the decision if I should have my sermon short so you can go back to watch the game.
但是我想弟兄姊妹已经想起来，在世界杯开幕的第一天我就说过。
But you probably should remember I said something in the first day of the World Cup.
我们先要做好基督徒。
We need to be good Christians.
我们要做好丈夫啊，主要是可能更多男人看球。
We also need to be good husband, because oftentimes men would like to watch a soccer game.
所以然后呢，再去欣赏足球。
Then you find time to enjoy watching the game.
所以现在呢，请你把它忘了。
Now please forget about it.
你要专心来敬拜神，来聆听上帝的道。
So you can concentrate on listening to my sermon.Particularly God's words.
无论如何，我能保证你还至少还有半场。
I can ensure you have time to go back to watch the second half.
所以我们要来思想上帝的话。
Let's think together God's words.
诗篇十六篇是很多基督徒喜爱的诗篇。
Psalm 16 is one most loved by Christians.
那我们而且尤其是中文的翻译，因为下面说是大卫的金诗。
Because particularly when you look into Chinese translation, it's called David's Mictam.
好像其他的诗歌啊，只是银的或者是木头的，这些诗歌是特别好的，是金的。
It sounds like all other psalms are either silver or copper, but not gold.
但是我相信弟兄姊妹已经知道了啊，这个金诗不是指的是金的。
But I know you all know that this doesn't mean a gold.
It
means a cave or cover.
所以呢，是指着大卫逃亡藏身的这样的诗歌。
It means he made this psalm when he was in a run and hid in a cave.
所以大卫在这首诗歌里面，是他在一种很艰难里面的祈祷。
So it's a prayer that in David's difficulty time.
我上次已经讲过，在第一节和第二节里面，这是一种很少见的一种祷告的方式。
Last time I mentioned in the first two words, this is a very rare prayer.
大卫在这个祷告的开始的时候，他对神用了三个不同的名称。
In the beginning of his prayer, he used three names calling God.
所以他第一个说什么呢？说神呐。
First thing, O God.
第二个呢，说耶和华，对耶和华说。
The second he said, the Lord.
那第三个呢，说你是我的主。
The third is, you are my Lord.
但是在英文里面呢，这个两个都是 Lord， 但是有一个区别啊，就前面那个 Lord 是全大写。
In English, you will notice the differences. The second one is Lord. The first one is Lord, capitalized, and the second one is Lord in small case.
所以那这个全大写的这个英文的 Lord 就是中文里面的耶和华。
The capitalized Lord in English, in Chinese translation is 耶和华。
所以大卫把旧约圣经里面上帝三个最主要的名称神。耶和华主都一起在用在这个祷告的开始里面。
So you see, David has used three names of Lord in his prayer for, O God, the Lord, you are my Lord.
为什么会这样
？Why he did so?
我想最自然的解释就是因为他太迫切。
The simplest, explanation is that he has this so desperate heart.
在圣经里面讲到神这个字，这个 Elohim 或者 Elim， 这个是讲到上帝的大能。
When Elohim Elim was mentioned, it really points to the mighty power of God.
讲到耶和华，用耶和华这个名称，更多是强调救赎。
When the word Lord in capitalized was mentioned, it oftentimes means salvation.
而讲到是主宰的时候，这个主的时候啊，意思就是 Adonai， 意思就是上帝是统治、掌管万有。
When Adonai was mentioned, oftentimes it refers to God's reign.
所以大卫把这三个上帝最主要的名称啊，用在祷告的开头。
So David has used three names of God in the beginning of his prayer.
表达他有一个非常深切的需要。
Expressing a deep desire from him.
他有一个非常紧迫的祷告。
He has this so imperative prayer he is making.
那我们看到大卫，他不仅仅是单独的，他来到上帝的面前。
It's not only about David came before Lord.
但是他也喜爱和上帝的所有那些真正的子民和他们的这个团契。
He also loved the fellowship with those real sons of God.
大卫知道上帝选立他为王。
David is aware that he is chosen by God.
是要牧养以色列民。
He needs a shepherd, the Israeli.
所以他作为一个王。
As a king.
他在下面我们看到他主要在意的不是自己的江山和产业。
What he most care about is not his treasure or his kingdom.
而是他知道上帝把他的子民托付给他。
Because he knows he was entrusted by God to take care of his people.
这个按照中国的古典的对政治的这个政治的理想就是这样。
In Chinese cultural tradition, this is ideal political goal.
说什么是民为什么为重
？It talks about the most important are your people.
而是然后呢，江山社稷什么次之
？And then your kingdom.
而这个大卫就是以上帝的子民为重点。
So David really value the God's people.
而他知道。他上帝把这些子民交付给他，其中一个很重要的就是把这些的百姓分别出来。
He understands that this people, God's people, were given to him so they can be sanctified.
不再去沾染原来这个迦南地的那些风俗、那些偶像崇拜、那些邪恶的宗教。
They will not be living in a way that they have accustomed to. the worship tradition in Canaan.
这是第四节里面所表达的。
This is what the verse 4 talks about.
如果我们看到在这个以色列的历史。
If we look at Israeli history,
我们知道那些王都有一个常常出现一个很大的问题，没有办法解决，就是拜偶像的问题。
Many kings come across a big problem, worship other gods.
南国犹大比较好一些。
In southern Judea,
这个犹大国对
Judea,
是稍微理想一点。
They have a better situation.
但是这北国以色列呢，是非常的遭殃。
In north, Israel had worse situation.
而大卫知道神立他为王，就是要牧养他的百姓，然后分别为圣。
David understand that when he's anointed to be the king, he has to take care of his people.
他不参与这些原来迦南的传统宗教。
He has forgiven the tradition in Canaan.
我们看到呢，大卫说：“我嘴唇不提别的神的名号。”
Here, David says that take up their names on my will not take up their names on my lips.
而在第一节，我们第一节、第二节开始呢，大卫用了三个神的名称。
From the verse 1 to verse 2, David used three names.
而他坚决不提别神的名号。
He never mentioned the titles names of other gods.
这个表达他对上帝的这种尊崇，不对，把对独一上帝的这种敬畏。
He really expressed his worship, his fear to God.
那么在第五、第六节里面
in verses 5 and 6,
他表达他作为一个王
he's talking about as a king.
他去获取这些地界，那这一些土地或者说国家这些产业。
He's taking the inheritance, including lands.And other fortune.
他不是基于一种他个人的野心
It's not based upon his ambition.
而是因为上帝的应许
But the promise from God.
这个应许甚至不是上帝给大卫的，而是给亚伯拉罕的
Because this promise was not only given to David, it was actually given to Abraham.
所以他征战的这个信心是因为上帝的古老的应许
So he fights this spiritual war is because he has this promise from God.
而在这里，大卫很清楚，这一些他所能够得到的，神所应许的这些，不是他个人的奋斗。
So David is clearly understanding that what he has is really given by God, is not earned by his hard work.
而是因为上帝的恩赐。
So it's really given grace.
而这一些他之所以能够去承受这些美好的产业，是因为上帝与他同在。
The reason he can inherit all of those that given by God is because God's presence.
而这一些他能够得到这些的产业，能够继续的持守，是因为上帝的保守。
And also for all what I have, and then can really secure.It's because the protection.
所以当我们看到一个人了解到上帝的恩赐和能力
，So we see that when a person has this clear understanding of the gift that given by the God.
而他知道自己所得的是因为上帝的怜悯和保守
，And understand what he has received from God is really because of His mercy and
他最自然的反应。
So then his natural reaction should be,
就是一称颂上帝
praise the Lord.
所以我们今天要从第七节到第十一节。
So today we'll continue on verse 7 to verse 11.
所以在这里大卫就说我要什么？我要称颂耶和华。
Here David said, I will praise the Lord.
他为什么在第七节会发出这个称颂
？Why when it comes to verse 7, he started to emphasize on praising the Lord?
因为在他前面他已经看到，他能够得到是因为上帝的应许和同在，他能够持守是因为上帝的保守。
Because from the previous word, he came to an understanding that for what he have received and then be secured is because of the presence of God.Because of protection of God,
所以他就称颂上帝。
So here he praised the Lord.
我想可能已经多次跟弟兄姊妹提到过的，基督徒的生命里面很困难的一件事情就是 赞美，就是称颂神。
I believe I mentioned this so many times in my previous sermons that sometimes a hard thing for a Christian to do is to open your mouth to praise our Lord.
我们更多的是要求。
Oftentimes, we just set our demands before Lord.
我们更多的是抱怨。
Sometimes we come before Lord to complain.
我们很少一天，我们一天里面很少有常常赞美神的这样的意念或者这样的动作。
We hardly find time to come before Lord to praise Him.
那因为为什么也是因为我们很少去思想到我们所有的是因为上帝的恩赐。
We don't do it because we do not meditate often on what God has given.
你今天能够继续的持守这样的生活，是因为上帝的眷顾和保守。
Today you can live a life and secure what you have is because of protection.
所以，当我们常常思想上帝的恩典的时候，就会像保罗所说的，心被恩感，歌颂神。
So if you really meditate often every day on the grace you receive from God, you will have this feeling, strong feeling of thankfulness.
我们基督徒唱那些。啊，伤心的、煽情的也好，矫情的也好，那些歌我们比较有感受。
Christian oftentimes we fall into a emotion, a very sorrowful, sorrow emotion when we sing very, sad songs.
所以比如说什么阴天代表你的心情雨天是你什么心反应
The cloudy day speaks to your heart, and the rainy day talks about, your reaction.
但虽然这在加州是不合时宜的
that,
因为加州很少下雨
even that's not true in California because it doesn't rain often here
但唱这些诗的时候我们就很有感受好像很容易感动
but oftentimes we reach to the sentiment as we sing songs like this
在大陆的有一首歌每一次唱总是有人保证总是现场有人感动那就是耶稣是我知心的朋友
in mainland China every time when people singJesus is my dearest friend. A lot of people turn to tears.
不是那一首我有朋友哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒，不是这一首是我们那个大陆版的二胡的旋律的那一首。
It's not the song that he was singing. It's another one.
所以我们知道，我们当我们唱赞美上帝的时候，我们好像没什么感受。
But oftentimes when we sing songs praising God, we don't see.
我们去赞美上帝，这只是因为什么？我是基督徒，所以你要赞美上帝，这只是一种政治正确。
You take it like a responsibility to praise the Lord, kind of to be politically correct.
我们不好意思，不敢说，怎么能不赞美神呢
？We fear to say, how come we don't praise the Lord?
我们很难自己从心里面涌出这样的诗歌。
It's very hard that emotion really emerge from the bottom of your heart to praise the Lord.
所以大卫在这说，我必要称颂耶和华。
So David said, I will praise the Lord.
我们知道这是他在很艰难的时刻。
I have to remind you, he said this because he was in very difficult.
他在逃难的过程里面。
He was in the rain.
他能够去称颂上帝。
He really found time to praise the Lord in that difficult time.
但是这跟我们的平常的经验是很相反的。
It's quite different from our typical experience.
我们只有什么找到一份很好的工作，我们觉得应该是称赞一下上帝。
The thing we used to do is we praise the Lord when we get a good job offer.
但是那一个对上帝的称赞也不是敬拜的含义，只不过是给上帝点个赞。
You see, praise is not really with this heart of a worship, just saying.You know, you did great for me.
Yeah, 或者是什么，像常常觉得，哎，上帝最近对我不错 ，good job 对啊。
Or you seem to say, Lord, you've done great job. You know.
而不是一种真正整个人全身心的对上帝的敬拜。
It's not really not about you know you come before Lord to worship wholeheartedly.
但是大卫他称颂上帝。
But David.Lord.
因为这位上帝是什么呢？是指教他，是启示他，是照亮他生命的上帝。
Because this Lord who counsels him, instructs him, guides him, and enlightens him.
这个指教这个字呢，在这个中文里面给人感觉是上帝是教导一些道理给他。
Here the counsels or the instruct means just teaching him some knowledge.
但是这个字呢，是在圣经里面是一个。 很特别的字，但今天被心理学心理辅导被用的非常的普遍，就是 counselor 或者 counseling。
But actually, this is a very special word used in Bible, but today was misused by psychologists. Means counseling somebody.
这个字的意思是指上帝赐给他智慧。
What this word really means is God has given His wisdom.
在以赛亚书的第九章第六节里面讲到。那上帝差遣他的儿子来到为我们而生，他的名叫什么？叫中文把它分开了，叫奇妙测试，但是呢在英文里面是 wonderful counselor。
Yeah, if we should remember from the book of Isaiah chapters 9 verse 6 where they mention God has given his only son Jesus be the wonderful counselor，
就是一个奇妙的辅导者，按照直接直白一点的翻译。
If you translate it directly, it means a wonderful counselor.
而大卫为称颂上帝，这上帝就是他的 counselor， 是一个指导者、指教者。
So, David praises the Lord because he feels that God is his counselor.
而在这个下半节解释神是怎么样把一些很深的、很重要的智慧教导给他呢？
The second half of this verse, he talks about how God has instructed him.
他说：“我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。”
He mentioned about even at night, my heart instructs me.
这个心肠是一个希伯来文学的一个很形象的用法。
So it's a word used in Hebrew as a way to comparing something.
在可能在西方的这个。西方的传统里面对东西比较讲究这种精确，对一个描述比较一个字义的，就是一个字面的。
The Western literature, they sometimes emphasize on the literary delicacy.
但是呢，在这个圣经或者在东方文化里面，喜欢用很多象征。
But in the Eastern culture, sometimes, people used to use analogy to describe something.
我们中国人理解这个旧约圣经里面这个文学有很多的优，比西方人有这个长处的地方，就是我们比较容易去感受它的象征。
So from our literature comparative perspective, we use the Eastern way.To help us understand better in a more concrete way.
所以你看，西方人写的圣经解释呢，都是很技术化的啊，那很少有比较有诗意的这种联想或者是这样的阐释。
So the Bible commentary written by Westerners typically are more technical.
那么这个心肠呢，在这里不是指他的这个肉身。
It doesn't mean the heart here. Doesn't mean his physical heart.
其实这里的意思是指他里面的人。
It means his inner being.
是他的一个生命里面最深的地方。
It's the deepest part of his life.
所以这个比较直白一点的英文版把它翻译为my heart, I think it,
yeah,
NIV is heart. Yeah. 所以在但是在一些比较就是他的心，但其实这个不够能够表达那种非常隐秘的非常深的那种感受。
So, in NIV, it translated as a heart, but in other translation or version, it used other word to express the deepness of that feeling.
这里什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
这里意思是指在夜间这样一个非常安静的隐蔽的时间里面。
It really means during nighttime when it's quiet.
尤其当我们想到大卫是逃难在山洞里的时候
，If you think about the circumstances where David is trying to escaping from his enemy，
上帝把一些很重要的智慧是什么？把它放在他的生命的深处。
God is put special wisdom in the deep part of his heart，
也就是神用一种比较隐藏的一种方式，隐蔽的一种方式，把一些智慧给这个大卫。
God has given wisdom to David through a very secret way.
所以这个神所赐给他的这个智慧呢，就说警戒他，意思也就是使他能够引导他、矫正他，或者是指示他。
So the wisdom given by God to him really not only alert him and also warn him.
也就是大卫在他逃难的这个过程里面，他常常在暗中得到上帝所给他的亮光和智慧。
So he often received this light from God and wisdom from God.
所以我们如果我们在我们的信仰里面，我们没有常常在内心的深处有对上帝的心意的领会。
In our faith, if we don't have this experience of seeking God and receiving deeply in our heart,
如果我在我们的心灵里面没有常常在那被上帝的话语或者上帝的心意所照亮或者这指引。
If you never have the experience where deep in your heart and mind have never received words or come to understanding God's will,
我们就很容易迷失。
Then we are not we will get lost.
所以所有有经验的人都知道，当你单独在上帝面前领受上帝给你那份指示，或者甚至是启示的时候，你会知道那是一个非常甜蜜的经验。
So for those mature Christians, when you come to before God in meditation and prayer, it's such a wonderful experience.You start to receive the words from God or the revelation from God.
所以大卫在他很孤独，在他在他这个很无助，一个人到处漂流，到处流窜，那没有藏身之地的时候。
When David was in this difficult situation, feel helpless.
谁是他的帮助者
？Who is his help?
谁是他的导师
？Who is his instructor.
谁给他智慧
？Who gives him wisdom?
他单单的、唯一的来自上帝。
He come ask from God.
我们看到呢，这是一个在我们的信仰生活里面非常非常重要的。
So this is a really most important point in our spiritual life.
就是你生命的在你的生命的深处，常常能够。领会神给我们的指教。
That is in the deep part of your life, you can have a way to receive the instruction from God.
我们更多的希望总是期待的某一个人给我们这样的帮助。
But in contrary, we often expect instruction from other people.
我们可能指望丈夫给我们解决所有的这个难题，分析所有的问题，然后替我们解决。
Sometimes we depend upon the consultation from our husband,
或者是像妻子
or you know, vice versa, depend upon wife,
或者是像父母
or come to parents,
或者是像朋友
or depend upon friends,
或者是你的导师
or depend upon your advisor,
或者是你的医生
or your doctor.
但是我们在这段经文里面告诉我们，只有神才能够指教我们给我们最有智慧、最重要、那最深的那些的智慧。
But through these words, David is telling us that what we need to do is when we're in great need, we need to come to Lord because He's our counselor.
我上次讲说，有的时候我会看到这样的一个现状，就是很多基督徒，我们常常得去找这个普通的心理医生。
I've come across situation where Christians have to ask help from professional counselor.
我的意思不是说基督徒不可以看医生。
I don't mean you should not go to see professional counselor.
我的惊讶的地方在于，我们有上帝与我们同在。
What amazes me is that we should understand that God's presence can do a lot.
我们有一位奇妙的测试在我们的生命中。
We have a wonderful counselor in our life.
但为什么我们还会去寻求？希望从人的身上来真正给我们的这种指教。
Why we tend to seek more help from people but not from God？
在我大概十几岁的时候，我 自己读圣经没有留意是一个人对我说的这句话对我有很大的一个影响。
When I was a teenager, I was reading Bible. I did not really comprehend it this way. I was told by a brother about this.
A sister.
A sister about this.
但是呢，他对我说，他讲一句话，他说，保罗说那些有名望那些人，他说没有加增我什么。
Paul once said that for those very respected and reputable people did not really increase my understanding.
所以你不要总是总是这个什么很崇拜或者是很希望拜在某一个名师的脚下。
So you should not run into our a problem for trying to following those famous people and worship them.
他说在保罗他认为他自己所领受的从主那里直接领受的不弱于任何一个人。
Paul sets a good example for us. Paul has received the most from God in comparison with any instruction by others.
可能我们今天很少人敢这样讲。
Today, no people probably dare to say that.
但是约翰也教导我们说，其实不需要一般的师傅来教导你们。
John once is saying that we don't need to be taught by need to be taught by master.
尤其是那些自以为的属灵人。
Particularly for those claim themselves are very spiritual.
而是有上帝的所赐的恩膏在我们的身上，凡事教训我们。
We have to look for
就圣灵在我们的身上
for Holy Spirit work. Those words anointed by God.
所以在约翰一书的二章二十七节里面。
So in the book of John, chapter 27.
所以我们知道神神会指教我们。
So God will instruct us.
我们为什么常常期待别人给我们有多么大的智慧和这个什么和这个辅导
？Why do we have to depend upon other people's instruction and counseling？
那接下来大卫说什么呢？说我常把上帝摆在我的面前。
David went on to say, "I've set the Lord always before me."
这里很让人惊讶。
It's really amazing.
我们怎么可能把上帝摆在面前呢？
How come we can set Lord before us?
最多我们把自己摆在上帝的面前。
It's very likely we can set ourselves before.
其实呢，在前面大卫是讲到他的嘴唇来遵从神。
Early on, David mentioned about he praises the Lord through his lips.
而现在呢，他的眼睛，他讲到的是眼睛。
Now here he talks about his eyes.
说上帝藏在他的面前。
It means that he fixed it.And God appeared before him.
意思是他专注的，他是仰望去凝视在神的身上。
It means that he look upon God often and fix it on it.
所以呢，当他去仰望去定睛在上帝的身上。
When he look up God and fix it,
那就是他常常在。好像就神就在他的前面。
So then he realized that God actually is in front of him.
所以这里的意思就是他的眼睛不去看别的。
So it means that he does not turn his eyes to others.
他对人没有这种仰望。
He does not look up people.
他不看在神以外的。
He does not look up other things.
他只把自己的眼目定睛在上帝的身上。
He really fixed his eyes on God.
为什么当我们专注于神的时候？我神就在我们的面前。
Why if we are concentrated on seeing God?
因为他在我的右边。
Because he's at my right hand.
那是因为上帝他常与我们同在。
Because God is in presence.
但我们很少体会上帝的同在。
But we hardly experience that.
那我曾经我可能在教主日学的时候有提过，我曾经听一个基督徒这样祷告。
I mentioned about this once I was doing the Sunday school.
他有一个基督徒祷告说：“神啊，求你与我同在。”
One Christian prayer this way: "O Lord, I ask for your presence."
我看他很热心，很好学啊，大概是什么叫可造之材，所以我就故意这个为难他。
I know he had this sincere heart. Then I come to question him.
我说你为什么做这样的祷告啊
？I said, why you're praying this way?
那他说我怎么说错了吗
Then he asked me,
他说我你刚才我听你说说求神与你同在。
Did I say something wrong? Then I said, well, I just heard you said, I asked for your presence.
那我问你，上帝是不是无所不在啊？
Then I asked him, then is God everywhere?
他说当然。
Then he said, of
course. 那上帝既然无所不在，你为什么还要求神与你同在呢？
If God is everywhere, why you especially ask for the presence?
哪里没有上帝的同在呢？
Well, you know, if it's everywhere, everywhere God is in present with us.
神到处待在，你还对上帝祷告说，请你来，请你在这。
If God is everywhere, why you particularly ask for the presence, you know, of God near you?
上帝是什么？是已经在那。
God is already there.
那为什么还要求神同在？
Why you ask for his presence?
他很矛盾啊。
He got really confused.
结果他说我从来没有这么想过。
He said, I never thought of it.
为什么上帝无所不在，我们还要求上帝和我们同在？
Why God is everywhere, then I need to ask for his presence.
这个就是我们不能够理解这一点啊，我们就常常啊会迷失，那我们可能就是习惯性的说，我们不理解这个神恩典的特别之处。
So if we don't get this, don't get a clear understanding of this, we will oftentimes confused about.
上帝是无处不在的。
So God is everywhere.
但只有一些人，他们才能够真正感受到上帝的同在。
But only a few people can really experience the presence of God.
那是因为当他们的眼睛专注在上帝身上的时候。
That's only because when they concentrate on or fixate.Their eyes on God.
你为什么觉得神离你很远？
Why you feel that God is far away from you?
因为你的眼目不在神的身上。
Because your eyes are on other things but God.
所以就好像现在这个网络流行的说什么，什么是世界上最远的距离？
It's like a very popular saying in the internet. What is the farthest distance in the world?
以前说就是 neighbor.以前就是邻居啊，两对门啊，两个号码只差一个，可是从来不认识，甚至都不知道叫什么名字。
People used to say, and that's neighbor actually, you're next door.
那但是后来呢，发现呢，还有比这个更近，但是距离更远的。
Then people later found out that actually there's something even physically more adjacent, but they're far away.
就是两个人啊，两个人面对面。
It means when people face to face.
各玩各的手机。
They just play their own smartphone.
这就是什么世界上最远的距离。
This is the farthest distance.
据说现在这个 business 的这个礼仪啊有新规定。
I just heard some new rules on this.
就是这个 business 就是说商务上的礼仪。
There are just some rituals in business rituals.
跟人谈合同的时候不准动手机。
When you talk about contract with
然后眼睛要什么？眼睛要死死的盯着对方。
You cannot touch your smartphone and really have your eyes on the other.
你为什么感受不到上帝就在你的旁边？
Why you cannot feel or experience God is?
因为你的眼睛不在他的身上。
Because your eyes are not on him, but on other things.
大卫说：“我上帝常在我的面前。”
God, David says that God is always in front of me.
所以是因为他眼睛专注盯进在神的身上。
Because his eyes are fixed.
他的嘴唇不提别的名号。
He does not mention other times.
他的眼睛也不偏离神。
His eyes not turned to other things.
那么因此呢，因此当他与神有这样的亲近，他有自然的是什么？他的心欢喜，他的灵快乐。
So when he gets this so close to God, feels so near to God, his heart is glad and his spirit or whole being rejoices.
所以是他的整个人充满了这种欢乐。
So his whole being is filled of joy.
我们做基督徒，在我看来，我们做基督徒很重要的见证之一就是喜乐。
As a Christian, I think the most important testimony you can do is being happy.
但是
joy.
那在我们的基督徒的生命里面，常常不能够表现出来的就是那个喜乐。
But oftentimes, it's we cannot testify we are filled with joy.
那个喜乐不是指你一个人经常笑。
Being filled with joy doesn't mean you smile a lot.
笑的太多也是一种病。
So if you smile too much, it's a sickness.
但是我们知道那个喜乐是一种非常安宁的、满足的、无欲无求的。
So it's a really joy we're talking about with no specific needs associated, and it's serene and it's deep.
我们为什么常常没有办法体会那样一种喜乐的、满足的、安宁的那样一种状况
？Why we cannot really feel experience such quietness, such peace, and such joy?
而是因为你的心不安宁，是被各种欲望搅动。
Because your heart is not with peace.
在巴洛克时代有两个音乐家。
There are two famous musicians in pop.
在那个巴洛克就古典以前
another musician Bach
那么在那两个人呢他们有个不同那很奇怪他们两个人同一个村子的
these two musicians actually live in the same village
那一个人呢安安宁宁他活65岁基本上都是在他那个小镇或者在城几个附近的城转来转去
one musician is very quiet he just liveIn that village, not going very far.
另外一个呢，满世界的跑。
The other one is kind of famous for traveling around the world.
他到处希望能够让世人能够能够记得他的音乐，喜欢他的音乐。
He wants to be recognized by so many people and love his music.
另外一个呢，他的音乐只有一个取悦对象，就是上帝。
The other one is really his only goal and object is to please God.
那个市长对他说：“你这个写的东西不好听。”
The little town, the mayor once told him that the music you compose is really not, it's not really, interesting.
所以他就说接一个新的。
So try to compose another one.
结果他第二天他写的很快，第二天就交一个新的。
Then the second day he composed another one.
味道跟昨天那个一模一样。
But in a really similar style.
所以呢，他的回答是什么？他的回答你爱听不听，反正不是给你听的。
Then his answer to the mayor is, you know, it doesn't matter if you like it or not.
你以为你是谁？
You know, you think who you are.
他的每一次作曲都写上什么？唯独上帝配得荣耀。
In every music he composed, he will write down only for God's glory.
他这个人就是巴哈。
He is Bach.
那另外一个人就是亨德。
The other one is Handel.
巴哈的音乐你可以，你可以可能你想要很痛苦，想要抒情一下呢，听巴哈你肯定找错人了。
If you really look for some
发泄一下
or really venting out your
我告诉你，那你要找，那你要找贝多芬和柴可夫斯基。
You have to listen the music of Beethoven
and Tchaikovsky. 那么但另外，如果但是这个亨德的音乐就不一样。
But the music of Handel.
为什么有这么大的区别
？Why there's this huge difference between two?
巴哈的心灵是。安宁的是满足的
yeah, because for Bach, he had this quiet heart.
所以你会感到
his heart is filled of joy.
他的音乐传达给你的那种是什么是无欲无求
So his music sending a message to you, you don't have a lot of needs.
是因为他常常把自己放在神的里面
Because he often sat, he often come to Lord and set himself.
他的处境很艰难
He often, he was in many difficulties.
他作为到目前为止音乐史上最大的天才。
He is really the most gifted musician, for the whole history.
他被人排斥，他死后50年没有人再看他的谱子。
Well, he was not accepted by a lot of people.
但是他的音乐里面有那种满足和安宁。
But in his music, you can experience this, You know, filling up with the joy from God.
我听他的音乐，我常常发现，我们基督徒最缺少的就是这样的一种心境。
Every time when I listen to his music, I just come to understanding we don't have such a heart.
那种欢喜
，the heart for joy.
那种满足感
，heart for fulfillment.
在上帝里面被立定。
So it's set stone.Within God.
而我们今天所表现出来，常常是一种不安感，是一种躁动，是一种狂躁的，是一种有不停的想要什么各样的东西的那样一种生命特征。
But what we live the the life's the living's condition we used to have is that we often have this uneasiness, a lot of desires.
我上次提到，今天很多基督徒那需要心理医生，需要药物。
I often mention that the reason for a lot of Christians who need a counselor, who need drugs.
虽然我这样说很残忍。
Even this sounds pretty rough or tough to say this.
但是我还是要说，这不是，不是基督徒应有的生活。
I have to say that this shouldn't be a Christian's life.That by depending upon
今天 美国的调查发现有 80% 的牧师、啊、都有这种忧郁症。
From a survey done in the United States that 80% of the pastors have depression.
这是多么可怕的事情。
How horrible is this?
你说牧师我有忧郁症啊。
If you tell your pastor that I have depression.
对，所以 我来找你。
I want to come to get help from you.
那个牧师说：“好啊，我只能够我所做的只能够是什么？与哀哭的人同哭。
So what I can do is just cry with those, you know, sigh for crying.
刚好啊，我也有点经验，我只能陪你吃药了。
So then, because I'm very experienced, so what I can do is I'm just taking the drugs with you together.
我能理解他们的压力。
So I can understand the pressure they have.
我理解他们的痛苦。”
I understand the pain, the sorrow they have.
因为我也有过，有过这种经验。
Because I have this kind of time or experience.
但是感谢上帝，不是医生和药物啊，使我克服这个问题。
I give thanks to the Lord. I did not get healed through doctors.
而是我自己在看圣经的时候，看到上帝在凡事中的掌权。
It's because through reading, Bibles, I understand.The God's power and the reign.
信不信由你。当我发现圣经里面上帝对万事都定旨已经立定的时候，他立刻、啊、解决我的这个以前的这种、啊、心理的纠结。
I'm not sure if you trust this or not, but I have to tell you that when I realize that everything is predestined by God and He is still in control of the world.Then all of my problems were resolved.
很多忧郁的人常常有一个问题，就是他把自己看得太重要。
People who deal with depression is oftentimes they care themselves too much.
我不能睡觉。
He's saying I cannot sleep.
因为什么？因为我睡觉了，这世界怎么办？
So if I go to sleep, what will happen in this world?
你不睡觉才是世界的问题。
So if you don't sleep, that's a problem in the world.
所以这很多弟兄姊妹都知道我是很晚睡觉。
Many brothers and sisters know I go to bed very late.
那但是我不睡觉不是睡不着。
I don't go to sleep earlier does not mean I.
我可以告诉你们，从来没有失眠过。虽然我睡眠不多，但从来没有失眠过。
I don't have I never have a sleeping problem.
除了有一次我去讲道的时候，同房间的那个牧师打呼噜，搞了我一夜没有睡着以外。
It's only one night I kind of had this sleepless night because the other pastor living in the same room snored a lot.
但我为什么夜里不想睡觉呢？
Why I do not want to sleep a lot in the nighttime?
真的很享受那个时间。
I really enjoy nighttime.
那所以呢，那不是一个睡不着。
It's not about sleepless.
而是认为有比睡觉更 enjoy 的事情。
I realize there are more enjoyable things to do in the night than sleeping.
所以常常有很多人劝我。我简单的几个回答就是，死后长眠啊，为什么这一辈子要长睡得像死了一样
？So a lot of people kind of come to ask me with their care, saying you lack of sleep. Then my answer to them is, you will sleep forever after you die. Why you need sleep?
很多人说你要有好的体力，以后才能够做很好的事情。
Then people saying, yeah, of course you need strength, so then you can do good work for Lord.
我现在要告诉你，大卫说我的肉身也要安然居住。
But David reminded us there that my body will set secure.
那什么意思呢？不，大卫的意思不是说我不会生病，我不会死。
David does not mean that I will never get sick or will never die.
而是他的意思是他没有顾忌。
It means that has no this worry.
他已经把生死已经放下。
He does not care too much on the life
or death. 他说什么呢？他说，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间。
He says you will not abandon me to the grave.
如果我们的死亡把我们带到的是一个永恒的福乐，我们为什么害怕？
If the death is taking us actually to an eternal pleasure, why should we be afraid of it?
我们短暂的去那些风景很好的地方旅游，那你兴奋的不得了。为什么那个漂亮的永恒要住在那个里面的你不去？
When we go to somewhere, when you travel to somewhere for sightseeing, you're so happy about it. But have you ever think about when you go to heaven? That's a pleasure. It's not in comparison.
所以大卫在这里说了一句连他自己都不明白什么意思的话。
So David really says something I believe he does not necessarily understand.
谢谢哈 ，I believe. 对，那在这个是什么？他说什么？也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
It's saying that nor will you let your holy one see decay.
我知道呢，可能呢，我们的时间已经到了，所以没有耐心再听我解释啊这句经文的复杂的来龙去脉。
I know I'm running out of time, so I'm not going to really interpret this in great detail.
但是呢，这个反正是我是要讲的，现在不讲就下个月讲。
So I have to sort of finish my sermon. So if I'm not saying it now, I have to do it the next month.
我简单的告诉你，这就是大卫在这里他的指望在耶稣基督的复活里面。
Simply put, David's hope is on the resurrection.
他已经没有这种啊生命对生死已经没有那种啊牵挂和重担。
He has no really. He does not care too much on the life and death.
或生或死。
To live or to die,
那都是在神的手里。
It's in God's hands.
他的盼望是在神自己那里。
His hope is at God himself.
所以他的灵魂不会撇在阴间。
So he's really a spirit, not going to be abandoned.
他也知道身体也要复活。
He knows that his body is going to be resurrected.
但是这句话呢，在希腊文的翻译里面
，But in Greek translation,
他加上了一个冠词。
He add an article.
那所以呢，这个圣者就是 the Holy One.
So you see that it says the Holy One.
那么这样呢，这个圣者呢就变成是对主耶稣的预言。
So this is a prophet really on Jesus Christ.
那大卫他的整个盼望是因为耶稣基督的复活。
So David's hope is really at the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以我们在这里叫思想。
So we have to really think in this Bible verses.
大卫他模模糊糊，他可能对死里复活或者耶稣的复活，他可能只有一点点的意念或者是一种感动。
It must be that David, in a very vague way, come to this realization of the resurrection of Jesus.
即使如此，已经有给他充足的力量。
Even so, he was so touched, and then he was strengthened by this.
让他可以去什么？可以去懂得他把自己的生命交在神的手里。
So then he come to this understanding that he need put his life in God's hands.
不去这个思想他自己的遭遇的问题，甚至生死的问题。
Do not think too much and concentrate on his circumstances. For die.
把他的人生扎根在那个死而复活的那个盼望里面。
And set his life, rooted in the hope for God.
而我们今天已经知道耶稣基督从死里复活。
Today we clearly understand, Jesus.
我们更加清楚、更加完整的知道耶稣基督带给我们什么样的盼望。
We are clearly understand what kind of hope Jesus has
brought
to us.
但为什么我们的生活？不是比大卫更欢乐。
Why we not living a happier life than David?
我们不是比他更加的委身。
We're not committed ourselves in a way.
我们不是
committed himself.
比他更加的专注在神的身上。
Why we not concentrate on God's ministry?
所以耶稣说，将来有一些人，他们要起来什么？起来定罪啊！那些世代的人。
So.Jesus once said that some people will be in judgment.
因为他们所渴望的，他们想要了解的，没有了解到。
Because what they hope for, what they want to understand, were not given or what was not understood by them.
但那些看见耶稣、听见耶稣的人，却 却没有比过去的人更加的敬虔。
But for those people who had seen Jesus, had heard himself directly, did not live a more Godful life.
所以今天的基督徒，我们应该活出比大卫更加专注、更加见证那种见证出喜乐的生活。
So today, Christians, I hope we really need to live a more Godful life. You know, more, you know, living up in a way that is even more concentrating on or fixating on God as compared to David.
神为我们的满足。
So God is our sacrifice.
愿主能够赐福给我们。
May God bless us.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
你的话不断地来提醒我们。
Your words become a reminder.
你所喜悦的是怎样的生命？
What you please, what kind of life you please?
我们在这篇诗篇里边，让我们来了解大卫为什么是合你心意。
Please help us to understand why through this psalm, why David is living a life pleasing to you.
他怎么样分别为圣？
Why he is a sacrifice?
他怎么样专注？
Why he has this heart of focusing on yourself?
他怎么样和你有在隐秘处的关系？
How he can come to see you and know you in a secret place?
他怎么样能够把自己的人生的主权真正的放在你的手里？
Why he gave really his life in your hands?
他怎么样能够表达出在患难中的喜乐？
How he can express his joy even in difficult times.
是在他在他在漂流无定、没有居无定所的这样的情况之中，怎么样在你的里面得到安息
？So how when he was in a run for avoiding his enemy, but he can take refuge.
他借着信心从远处看见耶稣基督复活的盼望。
By faith, he seemed to come to understanding the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这已经足够使他欢喜快乐。
So that really satisfied him, and he was filled with joy.
能够真正放下的生死的问题来遵循你的旨意。
So then he can put on his burden and follow your will.
主，这些都要叫我们惭愧。
Lord, when we think about that, we really regretful.
因为主，你已经把他所渴望、所见到的那个事实在2000年前已经发生。
Lord, this fact actually occurred some 2000 years ago.
你已经死而复活。
You were resurrected.
你已经更清楚地把生命的道路指示给我们。
You have appointed the way of life.
让我们能够在基督里面真正有满足、安息和欢乐。
So we can have peace and joy in Christ.
主，求你自己能够保守看顾我们。
Lord, please guide us and protect us.
让我们不被这世上的许多的事情诱惑。
So we can not be drifted away by this worldly matter.
使我们的生命不被这些欲望捆绑。
So we're not bounded by this worldly desires.
而让我们真正在主你的里面有永恒的满足。
So we have an eternal pleasure and satisfaction in Christ.
求你带领帮助我们每一个人。
May you help us and lead us.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Our response is, 你是我藏身处。
The response song of today is,You are my hiding place.
圣诗第521首。
Psalm 521. Hymn, sorry. Hymn book 521.